Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Wednesday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning!
If I said, how interested are you in Elvis, just generally, 1 through 10, 10 being high, Amy?
7?
Like fan-wise, 7?
Oh, like I really want to watch that movie, and I like learning about him, and I think it's all fascinating.
Songs.
Oh. I like his music, though. When y'all play it, I'm like, that's good.
Yeah. Let her stay at 7, Bones.
Yeah.
No, but she was confused, because then she thought I was talking about... Now and
okay.
Austin, whatever his name is,
Austin Butler.
Yeah, Austin Butler. I think she's confusing Austin Butler, that kid actor, for Elvis. Okay, so we'll put you at a 6. Okay.
Okay, I'll meet you in the middle.
General Elvis love, Eddie.
10, yeah, maybe 11 if you let me do that.
No.
Lunchbox.
A 1.
You give no craps.
I don't care.
But nothing.
He's just music. He didn't like music.
No. What do you know about Elvis?
He married his cousin or something, or
no,
his sister, or his,
no.
Someone really
That's
young.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Okay, now the young, yes.
Young.
Yes,
and he died young. On his toilet.
Okay. Those are the things you know about Elvis, the two, like,
and
not so pleasant.
Not
yeah,
glamorous
and he,
at all.
He sang mm-hmm. some songs.
How many Elvis songs can you name? You get $1 for every one that you nail.
Let's go.
Oh, I got one.
Go.
Jailhouse Rock.
1.
Boom.
If you don't get to 10, though, you get no money. You got to hit 10 to get 10.
10?
Yeah, you got this.
Go ahead. 1, go.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Boom. 2, let's go.
Was that really 1?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hound Dog?
Yeah.
Wow.
Love Me Tender.
Boom. 4.
Oh! Look at him.
Let's go, dude. I'm rooting for you here. You got 4.
I think I'm in trouble. What else is Elvis singing? Love Me. That's already said that. Teddy Bear.
Yes.
Wow.
5. Come on.
There.
Wow. There's more?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I tell you what, you get 2 more.
2 more.
You can start it at $7.
I don't even know. I don't know if I can get 2 more.
You can.
There's ones that I'm missing. Big
oh,
ones.
Like 100. You're on the clock in 30 seconds. Trying to get your next one.
That's Johnny Cash. Folsom County Blues.
Close. Not really,
awesome
but
camera.
Yes.
Blue. Oh, no, that's not. Walking in Memphis is not him. Head Held High. No, that's that one. Dang.
10 seconds.
Come on, man.
Come on. Thank you.
That's right.
Hey, Pretty Mama.
Oof.
Oh, Pretty Mama.
You're just making noises now.
Hey, Pretty Mama.
All right, time. You almost got it. You did good.
Dang!
You did good. Can't Help Falling in Love. Could you sing that one?
I can't help falling in love with you.
That's it.
That's good, good. Dude.
Or how about Burning Love? A hunk of burning love. You know that one?
Yeah, Standing Outside the Fire.
No, that's Garth.
Yeah. Oh. How about Don't Be Cruel? Ooh, Too Hot, That's True.
Never heard that.
I don't want no other love.
In the Ghetto. Oh.
In the Ghetto. I've heard that line.
Are You Lonesome Tonight?
In the Ghetto.
No different song. Oh. Return to Sender.
Oh, I've heard that one. I've heard that.
Address Unknown.
I've heard that one before.
There's a lot, but you did pretty good. I'm surprised you got five. Elvis's jewelry is going to hit the auction block. More than 200 pieces of jewelry purchased by Elvis are set to hit the block, and it is some loud stuff.
Oh.
With things like TCB, which meant taking care of business, it is some loud jewelry. You would never wear this now unless you wore it around your neck and went, this is Elvis's jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all going up. That's from Reuters, but Scuba Steve claims to have a piece of Elvis memorabilia. Do you guys know this?
No.
Yes.
You, Eddie, you do it.
Oh, yeah, because he took it to Graceland when we went.
Really? What do you have, Scuba Steve, from Elvis?
So my wife's bringing it so I can show you later, but it is a cane that a girl I dated in high school, her grandmother, for some reason, loved me so much, gave me this cane that she acquired from Elvis back in the day through however she required. I won't get into that, but she got the cane, and it's legitimately his, apparently. It's a wooden cane that has a tiger on it.
You can't say. Those words do not match.
Okay.
You can't say it's legitimately his, apparently.
Legitimate and apparent.
Yes. That, yeah. We're even. After you say those things, we're even at nothing.
It's a wash.
Yes.
Well, yeah. So she says she got it from him. I believe her. She grew up in that era. She was around that whole scene. So I don't see why she'd be lying to me that it wasn't from him.
Well, there are many reasons to lie.
To look cool.
One, if you don't know you're lying, and someone she got it from someone who claimed it was Elvis. Unless you have a picture of him with a cane at some point.
Yeah.
Or like a letter from Elvis going, well, this is my cane, pretty daddy. Elvis.
Yes.
Well, it's tough with no proof. Have you looked online for pictures?
I haven't found anything online for pictures, but it does seem like it's Elvis-esque. Hmm.
I have George Washington's wallet.
Oh,
you do?
That's right. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's apparently legitimately his.
Apparently legitimate.
But you can say, and I hope it is. I hope it is.
I've had it for like 15, 20 years.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I have some underwear of Babe Ruth's.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Tommy John. Same eyewear. Cool. But people, I'm anxious to see it, Scuba.
Yeah.
I will say, though, in the movie, there's a shot that focuses in on a cane. And I didn't know Elvis had a cane, but in the movie, it's like, there's Elvis with a cane. And I wouldn't say it looks like exactly Scuba's, but it resembles Scuba's.
Well, because they probably wanted to use the real one, but I had it.
They so couldn't find it.
They couldn't find it.
They were like,
there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to see it, Scuba. Bring it in, okay?
I will, definitely.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a situation where I would like your advice. I have a female coworker that smells bad, almost like body odor. Now, I had COVID back in November of last year, and I'm still not able to smell a lot, but I could smell her. And another female coworker of mine said the same thing. Question is, how do I go about this? Should I tell her? Our supervisor is male, and I've heard she doesn't feel comfortable talking to him, so should I let him tell her, even though it'd be awful for her? Signed, smelly coworker in Michigan. Now, we've talked about situations like this before. Amy, I'll start with you. If you stunk, how would you like us to tell you?
I would love for you to tell me, but it would be hard. So I guess privately and not make it embarrassing.
But how?
Okay, so if it's you, for example, maybe one day we're having a meeting, but you say, hey, me, I need to talk to you in the office, not about me stinking. We talk, and then you're like, hey, by the way, did you get a new deodorant? Or?
Oh, you really like to be coddled and hugged. And
of course.
And even like a little bit lied to.
That's not a little bit lied.
Did you get a new deodorant? I don't feel that way.
You smell.
Or did you stop using it? Amy, hey, I know you love to be natural and make your own deodorant. Like, did you stop doing that? Or something?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to lie to me, but be gentle with me.
Gentle with a slight hint of dishonesty is what it feels like.
Well, what would you do?
It's easy. I create a fake email account.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
What? Yes, I do, because then nobody.
I do not want to get a random email from someone saying
you're going to
stink.
You're
going to
get it from a friend that's not brave at gmail.com. And you're going to open it up and it's going to say, hey, Amy, you're awesome. And I knew this would be awkward and I'm not going to tell you who I am. But as a friend, I just want to look out for you. You haven't been smelling very good, and I've not said a single thing to anybody else, so don't worry. No one's even talked about this, but I just wanted you to know because I'd want to know, and I've avoided any sort of awkwardness. See you soon. So anonymously friend that doesn't...
I'd have to find out who that was.
Wouldn't, though. You would never.
I'd have to ask everyone.
But you would.
The one that sent me the email? The email.
I sent it, but ask me.
Hey, Bones.
Yeah?
You aren't the one that sent me the email about me not smelling good, were you?
No. There you go.
Okay, next person.
Yeah, next. That's it.
That was so believable.
Yeah, easy as pie. That's what I would do because they don't want to be told that either. And it's just, hey, we really like you around here, and I just want to avoid you any embarrassment. And we haven't even talked about it. I'm just letting you know it's either you or some food you've been eating. Mm-hmm. You can even do that and pitch it off a little bit, but it's been smelling bad, so I just want to give you a heads up. That's all. It's easy. Everything doesn't have to be so in your face and like personal and like, hey, buddy, let me touch you here. You're a good person, and you stink. It's an anonymous email. Nobody hurt.
Yeah, but then I'm going to agonize over the email and who sent it.
Great. It's exactly. Better than agonizing over you having to avoid me forever because I pulled you into a room and said, hey, your butt stinks.
Wait, what? Why did we go from just kind of smelling because of something we ate?
Because if it smells that bad, it's probably butt.
What? No.
Lunchbox?
Listen, it's easy. Just get a variety of deodorants.
No, this is terrible.
Listen, put them in a gift basket.
Oh, no.
And then just put them on the person's desk before they get to work.
That's
and say, surprise, or happy birthday, or you could use this. That's it. Like, when I was in college, Emmanuel, he smelled so bad.
Why are you saying his name on national radio?
He was awful smelling, and no one said anything to him. And finally, Carissa took a stick of deodorant. He left his backpack in one of our rooms, and she stuck a deodorant thing in there and put a note said, this might help you with the ladies. Boom, and guess what? Emmanuel stopped stinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like that as much.
Well, we all have different approaches.
Eddie? Huh?
I would like to hear it from someone like Lunchbox. Like, out of all of us, say, I smell. Lunchbox came to me and said, hey, man, look, I smell all the time. And I
struggle with that, too.
Yeah, that way I can relate to him.
Yeah,
you know?
But I don't know that that's always going to be possible. Like, if we were to do this with him.
Who would come to me?
None of us really
You're right, because none of us smell like him.
We say to him all the time,
yeah,
you guys
tell me all the time.
That's different, because he's like, I smell. Anyway. My advice, Amy says you should go and kind of make up a little lie and make
them comfortable. No, I didn't say lie. I said be...
There's a hint of dishonesty in there, though.
That's not true. Oh, it was
gentle. If you were to say to them, hey, have you tried a new deodorant? That's not what you really think.
Well, because maybe they are trying one and it's not working.
No deodorant smells like poop.
Yes. Wait, I don't know. I've had some sometimes. Some of that Old Spice after about 3 hours. All right. That's where we stand. Good luck. There is a way to do it. I'd find one of these approaches and try one of those. I would do mine. Anonymous email.
No, not the email.
I would hate
anonymous
the email.
That way no one ever knows. All right, thank you. You can close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I want to go over to the phones and talk to Paige, who lives in Alabama. Paige, what's going on?
Two friends of mine got engaged in your parking lot.
Wait, what? Talk to me here for a second. So two of your friends, and you live in Alabama, they drove to Nashville?
Yeah, they live in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
And they got engaged in your parking spot over the weekend.
So they came up to the building, which I guess the garage door, this is me calling security right now. It's me being moved by a loving story and also afraid at the same time. So they came into the garage and they found my parking spot. And how did that proposal happen?
Well, Josh, their names are Blair and Josh. He had other plans, but they kind of fell through. And Blair, being a huge fan, he was like, well, why don't we go see if we can go to the studio and see what happens? And somehow they got into this parking garage. And they're like, look, there is Bobby's parking spot. And she was laughing and all giddy. And he got on his knee and proposed. And I posted a picture on your website and was like, look, Bobby, two of my friends got engaged in your parking spot. And there's a picture of them right in front of your sign that says reserve parking for Bobby Jones.
That, wow. I haven't seen the picture. I would love to see the picture. Would you DM it to me so I can see it?
Sure, on your Instagram.
Yes, that'd be awesome. What's your name so I can look for it?
Paige Calloway.
Okay, that... I'm going to discontinue any thoughts I have of being secure and not being murdered because they weren't murdering me and nothing happened, right? I love it. So I want everybody to know I'm just going to let that's it flowing off. I'm just going to enjoy this, okay? We're all good on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I am, I'm so honored that she is such a big fan of the show that he thought, well, this would be kind of fun to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, the first thing didn't work out, but that's a really cool picture. And so everybody lives in Huntsville, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Blair and Josh live in Huntsville. Yes, they do.
This is what I'm going to do. So I don't know when you guys are coming to Nashville. Maybe you want to make a special trip. But if you come up, I would love to meet them. And we will actually do one better and bring them in.
That's right. In the building.
In the building. Oh. Yes. We'll bring them into the studio even.
Wow.
So I would love to meet them.
I'll let her know.
I don't know what kind of – are they still in town or no?
No, but I will definitely let Josh and Blair know. I'm sure she is listening right now and is probably freaking out.
I would love to meet them. And I tell you what, I'll even get somebody out to play a love song while they're in studio.
Oh,
whoa!
Like live? Yeah, I don't really know what's going to happen exactly, but in my mind, I got all this stuff going on. But I don't know who it's going to be, but maybe it's, I don't know. I don't want that. But I think we could do something cool for them. That's never happened where somebody
breaks in the building.
Illegally trespassed, but still, I like it.
Pretty cool.
I like it. That's awesome, Paige. I'm going to put you on hold and get your information, okay? And then I'll tell you what, if you want to come with them, bring it.
Sounds great.
I needed more excitement than that. Paige is like, yeah, it's fine. It wasn't about me.
Well, I've met you before. We've met you at a Raging Idiot show before, and she was shaking so bad. She always said she would marry you first and was heartbroken when you married Caitlin, but she met Josh, and they got engaged. And
poor Josh.
Yeah, Josh is leftover, man.
No, not poor Josh. Not poor Josh. She's over the moon. She's over the moon.
Oh, there, here's the picture. Oh, look at that. I mean, they are. It's nighttime. So it's even scarier that they're up here. It's dark. Yeah. They broke in at dark time. Yeah, I like that. I'm looking at the picture now. Wow. Okay, that's all. Hopefully I will talk to you soon.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that's a pretty remarkable story. You thought you heard the loveliest of love stories.
Yeah.
You haven't. We need Lifetime to do a movie on that. The break-in and proposal. That's pretty cool. All right, thank you for calling, Paige.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Austin and Lexi Burke were headed out to lunch in Nashville when they see this 13-year-old Nico sell and lemonade the 100-degree heat. And they go up to him and they're like, hey, what's going on? And he said his soccer team got invited to Portugal and that it was going to cost like $3,000 to go. And his dad said, you have to raise $1,000 and I'll pay the rest. So he's out there selling lemonade. Well, she's a serial tipper on TikTok. So she goes to lunch and tells her fans, hey, we need to donate to this dude. And she walks up, gives him $1,000.
Amazing.
I think it's awesome that she gave money to this kid. I just don't trust serial tippers on TikTok in general. I think they're cutting a little bit for themselves. I don't know that. But I know there are a lot of people, hey, everybody send me money on my Venmo. And then they take it and they go, we're going to, I think there's a holder's fee if you're asking me.
Yeah, but that is just crazy. And then they sent up a GoFundMe and it's raised $20,000. Like $20,000.
Who set up that?
This Austin and Lexi Burke.
Okay, I take it all back. She's pretty awesome. I take back everything I said, and I'm wrong.
But can I don't understand. It costs $3,000 to go to Portugal. What are we doing with the $20,000?
The rest of the team. It's $3,000, probably a kid for travel. And
So you think they're paying for the whole team?
You think a whole team goes for $3,000?
No. It was just the
dad. Taking a flat bottom across the ocean or what?
The dad told the son he would pay for him to go. Uh-huh. It costs $3,000 per kid. And so he's like, if you raise $1,000 of it, that means I know you're dedicated to going.
Right. So they probably raised $20,000 to send other kids on the same team.
I didn't think about that. Man, why didn't that?
You thought the kid just getting all the, all the Portugal souvenirs?
Yeah, he's gonna go on a little guided tour of Portugal. I can't believe it.
That's awesome. What's her name again?
Her name is Lexi Burke.
I believe her fully. Mm-hmm. I'll say
she
that.
She has 1.8 million followers on TikTok.
Wow. Good for you. All right, that's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's give away that money.
Yeah!
All right, $5,000. In cash. I guess not cash. We probably mail it to him or something.
Yeah.
$5,000 anyway. Going to Teresa in Purdy, Missouri, if she can nail the lie. We're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. Everybody, welcome Teresa to the show. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How the heck are you?
I'm great. I'm just a little nervous today.
I felt that because I would be nervous if I had the chance to win $5,000. I would be a good nervous, but I'd also be nervous that I was going to lose $5,000. And then I'd be like, dang. So have you been thinking about that? In your mind, you've been thinking about winning or losing more?
I've been thinking that I'm a winner. But here's the thing. I feel like if I don't win, I'm no worse off than I am anyways. And I got to meet you all and talk to you on the phone and participate in a very fun contest.
Yeah, but that won't pay your bills. But here she is, Teresa!
Yeah!
All right. Teresa in Purdy, Missouri. Where is Purdy? What's it near? Give me a big city.
close to Branson or Springfield, Missouri.
Know it well. Great. Glad to have you on. Teresa's a 10-year fitness instructor at the YMCA. Teresa has a cattle ranch. Teresa, what's more physically exhausting, a day being a fitness instructor or a day on the ranch?
Just pretty much probably the fitness instructor, because my husband takes care of most of the cattle. So just get the benefits.
Shout out to him. That's right. All right, we're giving her some good luck. Yeah. Positive energy. All right, we got three different statements, three different stories, Teresa. All you have to do is identify the lie. One of us is lying, and if you nail it, you get $5,000. Let's go. Up first, Eddie.
Back in my hometown, there's a restaurant called Benito's Tacos, and in high school, they were so impressed on how well I could tolerate spice that they named a taco after me. The taco was named Eddie El Hombre Diabolico, which means Eddie the Diabolical Man. Sadly, Benito's Tacos went out of business in 1999, so you can no longer get that taco.
Or get that business.
Or get anything for that restaurant.
Okay. So Eddie had a taco named after him because he could withstand the heat, basically. Amy.
Back in the day, my roommate stole my Exxon card and put hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of gas and gas station food on it. I had to go home and confront her. It was really one of the hardest things that I have ever done, and we have not seen each other since that night. Years later, she mailed me a letter apologizing for it, but there was no return address, so I have had no way to talk with her and let her know that I forgive her.
Do you forgive her?
I do.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. All right, next up, me. Most of my experiences with celebrities are good or just not eventful. Well, I had an awful experience with Wendy Williams, the talk show host. She got really upset during an interview because she didn't like what I was asking her, although I felt the questions were extremely fine for the situation. I wasn't being crazy or trying to be wild radio guy. She threatened to leave the studio. And then, before she actually left, she insulted me, saying I would never be her. Then, after she left and after she told me I would never be her, her husband was waiting on me outside the studio. I could see him through the glass because, according to others, he was waiting to beat me up. All right, there you go. Three stories. Eddie ate a taco so hot that they're like, we're going to name this after you. Amy had a friend steal and run her credit cards way up. Amy hadn't found her since. Once. But then can't find her now.
Well, yeah, after I confronted her, she kind of left and then never saw her again.
And then Wendy Williams and I had a really terrible experience, and her husband was allegedly waiting outside to beat me up after that. All right, Teresa, we're coming over to you. You could be $5,000 richer if you could identify which one is the lie. Teresa, which one do you think is true? Who will you put on that truth stand?
I think Eddie's telling the truth.
You think Eddie's taco is true? That what you said?
Yes.
Okay. So if Eddie's taco is true, you're going to lock him in as true, which, by the way, you're looking for the lie. USA's new competition reality show Snake in the Grass gives four contestants a chance at $100,000. The only catch, they have to find out which one of them is sabotaging their every turn. If they fail, the snake leaves with all the money. Spot the lies. Catch the snake, win the cash. Snake in the Grass, episode 2, Monday night. Please watch it. That's Monday coming up at 11, 10 Central on USA Network. Thank you very much. Please watch the show. I would love it. Love to keep that job, be honest with you.
Yeah.
All right, so she puts Eddie on the truth stool. So that means it's Amy and I that you think are probably lying to you. So who do you think is the liar? Is it me and Wendy Williams, or is it Amy and her thieving friend?
I think it's the Wendy Williams story. I think you're lying, Bobby.
Okay, she thinks I'm lying about Wendy Williams. So I'm going to sit back for a second. Amy, your roommate stole an Exxon card back in the day. That's the story you told. Is that true or false?
That is true.
That's okay. All right, she's still in the running here. So that happened?
Yes.
And you don't know where she lives? You can't look her up on Facebook and be like...
She's not on social media.
But you forgave her.
I can tell.
Completely gone.
Yeah, no, social media, I mean, it wasn't around when we were friends, really, but it's just not her. She's more kind of off the grid type person. I think she was in Colorado somewhere, but I honestly, after I confronted her, she denied it and left and then never saw her again. And then, like, years later, a letter showed up in my mom's mailbox and it was from her, handwritten, but no return address. Just the state of Colorado or whatever. And so I have no idea, but I do forgive her. It was very...
If she's listening now, you want her to know.
Well, I don't think she's listening now.
Give her a shout out.
The twist is it was Teresa.
That's the twist. No.
Okay, Teresa, so far you're still in the running. It's either me with Wendy Williams or Eddie in the restaurant who is the lie. Eddie, let's go talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
So this restaurant, what was it called again?
It's called Benito's Tacos.
And they just noticed you could eat their taco?
I go there all the time in high school.
And they would just notice you could eat their taco?
Yeah, they just saw, like, oh, man, this guy can tolerate some heat because I put salsa all over it. And they're like, dude, we love this guy. We're going to name a taco after him.
Okay, so if Eddie's is true, Teresa, you win
$5,000. I'll die.
Yeah, do you feel good about your answer here still?
I do. I feel really good.
Eddie, yeah. If yours is true, she wins the cash. Eddie, is yours true?
Bones, you know I love tacos.
You love a taco.
Love tacos. But I can't take any spice, man. No, this whole story was made up. I lied.
Eddie's was the lie.
Oh.
Yeah, my Wendy Williams story was true.
Yeah.
Shockingly true.
It's shockingly true. I just asked her a question about her career way back in the day. I think about Tupac and the stuff she had said before. Not being controversial at all. At least I didn't think so. She was like, why are you trying to be like me? You're not me. You'll never be. I was like, wait, what? What's happening here?
You will never be.
It was
Wendy
weird. And I was like, you can go. It's just a weird situation. So the Wendy Williams thing happened. The Exxon card thing happened, Amy. Which, by the way, I got a letter from Wendy Williams. No address on it the other day.
Oh.
Saying she's going to send her husband to beat me up. Never know. I'm kidding. That part's not true. But Eddie's story was false. So that means, Teresa, you did not win $5,000 this morning, and I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry, Teresa.
However, Teresa, you do get to come back on Monday of next week and play for, right now, $35,000.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay. Yeah. Teresa, you didn't win, but you are coming back to play for big money. Describe your emotions right now.
I'm very excited. Like I said, I feel like I'm, you know, no worse off than what I was, and it was fun to play the game. And I look so forward to playing it again on Monday.
Okay, she's up for the big money on Monday. Teresa, you were a real treat to get to know and to spend some time with. And we'll see you next week. Clap it out for Teresa.
Yeah.
Our guest is Dirk Bentley. Quick fun facts about Dirk. He moved to Nashville at age 19, landed a job at the Nashville Network, researching classic country music. Pretty much got fired, got kicked out of the Opry early in his career when he was working in TV. He got inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in 2005 at the time, making him the youngest member at 29 years old. He's got 21 number one songs. His last three are Living,
Some Days You're Living,
Gone,
I've Been Gone,
and Beer's On Me.
Come on now, swing on by.
And he's on the phone right now. Here he is, Dirk Bentley.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dirk Bentley.
Hey, buddy. Where are you right now?
I'm up in Idaho, getting ready to go up to Canada for a couple days.
Shows or crazy bike riding?
Shows. Sponsor commitment stuff. Stuff. It's like a two-week run.
Well, you stuttered. I thought maybe you didn't want you running from the law or something. He's like,
I haven't done a run like this in a long time. I've been out this long and just playing. I kind of forget where I was the night before, kind of run, but it's good, but just long trip.
You ever done that thing where you get out and you're tired and you're like, okay, Tupelo, and they're like, nah, dude, this is not Tupelo. Have you done that, or have you been pretty good about it?
I'm pretty good, but I haven't written on my set list. So there's times, you know, you don't look down to people see you looking down to see where you are, but you just kind of double check, make sure. Like there and I played Lake Tahoe, and for some reason we just done a couple shows in California, and I could remember, my brain's like, Lake Tahoe is in Nevada, right? Or is it California? So you're kind of looking down and you're like, Lake Tahoe, Nevada. How are we doing, Nevada? But then you also got to say the right way. It's not Nevada. It's Nevada. Because then they'll get really pissed if you say their town just a little bit. It's like saying Lebanon, you know, instead of Lebanon, Tennessee. Or Lebanon instead of Lebanon, Tennessee.
So wait, isn't it Nevada?
I've been corrected with Nevada.
Yeah, I think it's Nevada. Oh, they're
Nevada.
Yeah.
But I say Nevada.
No, that's what he's saying, though. You have to say it right like they say it, or they boo you.
Gotcha. I think it's Nevada.
Yes.
What'd I say? Nevada?
Yeah, you said Nevada. Yeah, yeah. All the radios in Vegas just turned us off, Dirk. They're all mad at you now.
No wonder they're booing me. I wonder why they're booing. Now I know.
Dirks Bentley's on tonight, by the way, CMA Fest, and he's hosting it. I say this. I've seen some of the clips. You're the second best host I've ever seen on the show.
Oh. The second?
Mm-hmm.
Number two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who's number one.
I don't know, probably me. But anyway, how...
he found that to be hilarious.
He's very generous with his laughter. Thank you. So hey, the show's on tonight. Like, what was awesome about this festival that people are going to like?
I mean, it was so fun, right? They had, the CMA Fest hadn't happened in 2 years, so the crowd's just over the top, just joyous, I guess would be the right word. And the lineup was stellar. And then, of course, the number two host in the world was there, me, along with El King. So great hosting, I think, is the key to this whole show, actually, Bobby.
As you know, Dirks, hosting really doesn't mean crap because the acts are so good. But I'm assuming that you performed as well. I'm right about that, right?
Yeah, the highlight for me was going to perform with the one and only Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, I've been a fan of his since day one. Even when, I remember being on Lower Broadway when he was having so much success and there'd be some bars that wouldn't play his music. They're like, you know, trying to tear him down. And I was like, no way, dude. Billy Ray Cyrus is the greatest of all time. Still is. So to get a chance to sing with him, a little achy breaky heart was definitely a career highlight.
All jokes aside, Dirks and Elle did a great job hosting the show. It is on tonight on ABC, so be sure to watch CMA Fest. It's if you love country music, like, this is a great live show to watch. And I'll say this, and you know I'm a fan and a friend personally, but professionally, this new song of yours is probably my favorite that you've put out in a long time.
Wow.
I'm gonna play. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am. I'm shocked. You're so nice to me this morning. Thanks, Bobby.
Well, I'm serious. Like, I'm going to play a clip of Gold for everybody. This is Dirks' new single.
I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
Like, this is one of those, you listen to it, you sing along with it, it's got a good little catchy hook, but at the end of it, you're like, there's a message there. It's like a fable almost. You come away from it, and you're like, dang, I'm a better person now.
Well, it's not quite as strong a message as Beers on Me, but, no, it does have a good message, man. One that, you know, a lot of these songs, like I Hold On or something, it's a message that I wrote kind of for myself and that I need in my own personal life, and just being grateful and kind of being present where you are is something I need to sometimes work on. So I like the message and I like the groove, and I hope it does well. Thanks.
Yeah, it is really one of my favorite songs you've done in a long time. So Dirks Bentley is on with us again tonight, CMA Fest. And I'll kind of wrap up with this, and then I'm going to just play Gold. But you know, as I look at a lot of the stuff that you've been doing lately, it just seems more and more like you're turning into Dirks, not only the country superstar, but very much the businessman. Because you got like a bar and you got like, I mean, it's all these different brand things that you're doing. So what are you spending more time doing now, writing or counting your money?
You got no one to hold them, no one to fold them, right? No one, you don't count your money at the table, Bobby. I'm still in the game.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I spend more of my time just to live, right now I'm just on the road and trying to find stuff to do during the day other than just, you know, sit on the bus and play music. And so just trying to get out of the business stuff. It's all fun, but my favorite thing is just to still, it's just to play music with the band. Nothing beats that at this point still.
Well, it's really cool, man, because you're killing it, not only musically, but it just, you got so many cool things going on. So from, we could list it all out, but the business is killing it, the music's killing it, but most of all, you're just a real good dude. And that is Dirks Bentley, everybody. We're going to play the new song Gold right now and CMA Fest tonight on ABC. Be sure to watch it. Never mind, I'll say it. Best host ever, Dirks Bentley. I'm going to say it. He moved up. Best host ever. All right, Dirks, talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see ya.
Take care.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
George Strait just DM'd me on Twitter telling me how special of a fan I was. He wanted to create a separate account to message me and a few other fans just because we were such great super fans. Isn't that just the kindest thing you've ever heard of? What kind of scammer goes out of their way to make you feel so special? Deleting and reporting. No check mark, nothing blue. Don't accept it.
That's right. It's a good lesson. They don't have a check mark, it ain't them. Sometimes Cole Swindell has a check mark, but he's still hitting you up, asking for gift cards and stuff. Here's the thing. If, let's say, George Strait wanted to reach out to a few special fans through DM, you know what he would do? He would DM them with his blue check mark account. There's nothing. That's its own box. If you have a blue check mark, you have your own box. It's only for extremely private-ish messages. If it doesn't have a blue check mark, that account is not somebody famous. Don't even talk to them. That's all. People impersonate me all the time, and it's like, Bobby Bones, 4296844-3222. Do you think I'll create that account?
Underscore.
Yeah, it's so... It's just not, and I hate to see vulnerable people fall for it and lose money. All right, thank you for sharing that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
With prices going up, people are changing the way that they're dating. Now, because of inflation, they're opting for Netflix and dinner at home, or maybe even just searching for free activities in their town, or some are just going on fewer dates in general.
All that would have been good ideas before inflation. You know?
Oh. Yeah.
Because that not doing that's got you in trouble during inflation. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about inflation. It is not gas, but other stuff, it's things are up like 15%, 10%, which is a lot. But it's not like everything's triple. These people just don't want to go on dates or they're not getting ass out on dates. You know, they're completely changing their lives. Not because everything costs five times more. It's just because they probably don't want to go out with these folks anyway.
Well, I did search up some cheap date night ideas in case people need inspo. You can go browse a bookstore, walk around, pick something.
I'm telling
to
you,
read.
If you're a dude and you're asking a girl out, and you're like, "Hey, I got an idea. One, let's go. Hey, just well, it's you know it's cheap. Let's just watch Netflix at my house. That ain't gonna happen because she's gonna be like, you're trying to bring me to your house. Two, why don't we just go browse a bookstore?
What if she loves to read?
That's like fifth date, okay. Fifth or sixth date, and by that time you're not spending a bunch of money anyway.
What about arranging to watch the sunset or the sunrise?
Oh, that's so, cute.
Arranging to watch the sunset is like you're trying to hook up with me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
When the sun rises, you just hooked up with me.
What about going to volunteer together?
Oh, that's
cute.
It is. That's good.
It's free.
Like in my heart, it feels good, but probably not a good first or second date.
Okay. All right. Well, you can now hop into a spherical pod that's going to propel you 20 miles into space, thanks to Space Perspective.
I rode that at a fair once.
Oh, yeah.
Shot
they stretch
up.
You down and then shoot you right up. I did that already.
Up to 8 passengers at a time can enjoy panoramic views of Earth while reclining in oversized seats and sipping cocktails.
I don't feel like you could really sip anything if you're being propelled, Katie.
Right.
I think once you get up there, it's only going to set you back $125,000 per person, but drinks are included.
It looks like a pod. I'm trying to describe this to you. It looks like a hot air balloon that's made of eggshell with glass all around it that you get in and somehow you live when you land. I don't know how that happens.
20 miles in space? Like, that's far.
Yeah, I Google Earth and save them 100 grand.
Yeah.
You know? I'm good.
You get a better view there.
Yeah, I'm good. I got money to save for dates, you know? All right, what else?
The artist who painted the Jason Aldean mural in Jason's hometown of Macon, Georgia, is very proud of her work. I bring this up because there have been a lot of haters, but she is not letting them get her down. Her name is Shamika Bussey, and here she is talking to WMAZ TV about it.
I did it in the rain in 2 hours because of the rain, and I stood on the top of my truck and did it, and I put my heart into it. And I felt so proud when I was done. Like, nobody could take that away from me. People have an opinion. Everybody has a right to their opinion. I'm like, that's life. You know, in life in general, people love and hate us.
It's hilarious.
What's wrong with the painting?
Have you not seen it?
Oh, no.
The day it came out, it was painted on Dollar General on the side of the wall, and people were like, oh, look at this. Who painted it, a kid?
Oh, I see it now.
I can't draw that good, right? I can never do that.
Never.
But it's hilarious.
It does look like a kid drew it, though.
It looks like a kid who's a good fifth grader. Was allowed that space to draw.
But I love her attitude about it. She
yeah,
is
but
proud
just,
of her
just
work.
Wait till it's not raining.
Right.
If that's the case.
It was raining in 2 hours. I was rushed.
Get on the radar app. See when the storm moves over. And then wait. I cannot, let me say again, I cannot draw or paint at all. So I'm only laughing because I saw it and thought a kid did it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But
that's funny.
No, she did it and she's proud of it.
Good for
and
her.
Again, use her as some motivation if you need to be proud of something.
It looks like Johnny Depp's art. He made $3 million.
No, yeah, good, man. Good.
All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So when Sophia was only 4 years old, she was diagnosed with a rare neuroimmune disorder. According to her mom, she was completely paralyzed. She had lost sight and her ability to speak and had to spend an entire summer at the Children's Hospital of Michigan. Now she's 10 and she is fully recovered, so she likes to give back to the kids that are in that hospital now. Not just at Christmas, but in what she calls the Christmas in July program. So all these kids that are in the hospital, through her organization called Sophia's Rainbow, she just collects toys and she gives them out based on their age. And this year, nearly 2,000 toys to the kids' patients at CHM. And she goes through, she handpicks the toys out for each of the kids, and then she distributes them to the patients' rooms, which is pretty cool. Only 10 years old. Heck, she was 4 and was able to beat this neuroimmune disorder. Imagine being a mom and your kid is paralyzed, can't see, and can't speak.
Wow.
Both, all of that. 4 years old. But she bounced back, and now she's giving back. And I think that's an awesome story. Sophia, that's really cool. You keep doing it. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.